Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
You know, I often joke when people ask me what I do for a living that I tell fart jokes on the radio.
When was the last time you told one?
I'm about to.
Thank you.
That's not
ask
a joke.
And ye shall receive, Dan.
Stand by, Dan.
That's just being legit. Just being honest with yourself.
So people say, you know what? Hey, we're at like a little neighborhood get together. What do you do for a living? And I'm like, well, tell me you don't listen without telling me you don't listen.
Right. And who are you again?
I'm in insurance.
Can we get a photo? I meant of us. Could you take a photo?
Tell that story again. That is one of the, Stop. That is one of the greatest stories of all time.
I just remember it was like four women in their maybe 30s or 40s. Mm-hmm. And not that we don't have 20-year-olds who listen, we do, and I love you all very much. But these were women, you know, sort of my age-ish. And one of them just said, oh my gosh, would you mind, can we get a photo? I think is how she said it. And I go, oh my gosh, of course. And then I went over by them and they look confused and she goes, oh no, I mean, could you take our photo?
And stay down.
Swinging a miss.
So today happens to be National Fart Day.
Oh, yes, please.
Isn't every day?
Well, yeah, no, but today
with my dog
recognized.
It is.
Today it's recognized.
Oh, okay.
And we have some fart fun facts.
Flatulence facts. Okay.
Let's fill the air with them.
Okay. Right.
You ready?
Yes, get out.
Well, no. Don't do the first one. We want to hear number two.
Great.
Get the hell out of here right now. A fart can travel about 10 feet per second, or roughly 7 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm. Faster if you try harder.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then you might get some extra gifts.
Right.
The word fart comes from Old English and has been around since the 1600s, Dana, right?
Okay.
Yesterday, by the way, happened to be... Stop!
What did they call it before the 1600s?
A fat.
I gotta be honest, that one sounded kind of painful.
Well, look, play that last one, because that one sounded greasy.
Short shorts burster.
Mm. Oh. Mm.
Ooh.
Excuse me.
I'll be back in a minute. There was a scientific study done that found women's farts smell worse than men's.
Yes, we have covered that on this program.
Because women have higher concentrations of hydrogen sulfide, and that is what makes farts stink.
Okay.
There is also a number of studies out there that suggest that if you smell your own farts, you will lower your risk of dementia.
We're not going to do that. No, there's got to be. I'll take some St. John's wort or anything else you can do to stave that off before doing that.
I'll be honest. I used a fart as a weapon last night. T is notorious for snoring.
Yeah.
I've never met somebody so skinny who snores so loud. In fact, I recorded it.
Oh, no. Oh, you did not.
The hell I didn't.
Does she know?
I told her, but I haven't played it yet.
House might be empty when you get home.
Well, it might be. hang on, I gotta find it. Oh, dang it.
Yeah, I'm curious because you've been barking about this for a while.
Yeah. I know.
Has she recorded you?
I don't snore.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Has she recorded you?
Dan, I don't snore.
Yes, yeah, okay. Do.
While you're looking, last night for the first time, Johnny does not dream. Ever. He does not
dream.
I have these long, epic, hours-long scenarios when I'm dreaming. And friends are in. I see, you know, people I haven't thought of in quite a while pop in. We're having conversation. There's usually water involved or I'm running from someone. And I always remember it.
He dreams. He just doesn't remember it
because he sleeps well because he's so healthy. He
the
probably,
reason that you remember right? your dreams is because you're on the verge of waking up right, at all hours
at all times,
of the night.
Right? Yes. For the first time, he had a dream. He remembered it.
I think she deleted it.
And he did one of those things in the middle of the night where Sam, he went, ah! Like he jumped and there was an audible and it scared me to death.
That's why he remembered it.
Wait a minute, Scott. She has access to your phone?
Oh, sure. Anybody does.
What?
What?
I think she got into my phone and deleted it because I told her I'd recorded her.
Oh, she completely got in there and deleted
it. So anyway.
Here, I'll help you.
Thank you. That's exactly what it sounded like. And it was like 12:30 in the morning. I had not slept a wink. And I had one loaded up in the chamber. And I was my backside was facing her. And I just fired one off. And I go, take that. Literally out loud, I go, take that. By the way, members of South America's Yanomami tribe.
Common spelling.
Use farting as a way to say hello.
I love it.
So, anyway, happy farting day.
Thank you.
Okay.
I shall celebrate later, privately.
Travis.
I'm celebrating right now. All day, every day.
Travis Kelce is bringing home yet another donation for a Kansas City nonprofit.
Aww.
He has been selected as the Chiefs Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they fart in front of each other.
I hope he wins this time. Yeah. He's been nominated 3 or 4 years in a row, hasn't
he? Not 3 or 4, but a couple. Yeah.
For the Ignition Lab.
He won the fan award for the second year in a row.
Yeah, that's what this is, the fan award.
And so that comes with a small donation. And then if he wins the big one, which I believe is announced Super Bowl week, that is a much larger donation to the foundation of their
choosing. Telling you, if you all haven't been out to the Ignition Lab at Operation Breakthrough, I had the opportunity to go out there and look at one of the cars that the kids tricked out. It's one of his old, I think, Chevelles, like a 66 Chevelle or something, that they tricked out. They made it electric. This is the most comprehensive, high-tech space for like middle schoolers and high schoolers I've ever seen.
It is one of the most high-tech garages I have ever walked into.
Ever.
Yeah.
And not just the garage part. I don't know, Sam, if you saw.
I've been.
They have a robotics room. They have 3D printing. It's all of this stuff to get the kids interested in STEM.
I don't understand 3D printing.
I don't either.
Am I dumb?
What don't you get about it?
I don't know what it is.
Dan, don't even try.
No.
Leave it alone.
You can almost at this point print things that can be used in surgery, right, Dan?
Yeah.
He's been told not to try.
You can 3D print anything.
I'm still trying to figure out Scott's confusion by it.
Well, he doesn't understand like what it's made of. Hard plastic, Scott. So instead of printing paper out, it prints out
layers and layers and layers of plastic.
Physical hard plastic. So you could say print my eyeglasses.
But it doesn't print out like on a paper printer.
No, so it's affecting. Okay, here we go. Now we're going to try to explain.
Shut up, Dan.
It's a machine.
Shut up.
You've been printing out emails again?
Picture, like, the old school microscope, right? You got the big arm that comes over what you're looking at.
Okay.
Now, imagine what you're looking at is where you're printing.
Yep.
And instead of a microscope on that arm, you have, I'm going to call it a dispenser of super melted plastic.
And it goes...
And it, yeah, it lays a line of plastic in whatever form it wants, and then another line, and then another line, until it builds the 3D form that you're looking for.
It's pretty cool.
Just like the science fiction movies of years past.
Okay.
When they wanted to print something or make something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Luke's arm.
They do it with houses now. It's
now,
actually really
now you're
cool.
talking my language.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Empire Strikes Back.
That's right.
Okay. They have done this with prosthetics, Scott. They have done it. I mean,
they do it with houses, but it's not plastic. They make it concrete, and it's actually very, very sturdy, where they just do layers of concrete in a circle until the igloo-looking house is done.
It's crazy.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
Okay. Story here from the Kansas City Star. All Kansas students from kindergarten through 12th grade may soon be prohibited from using a cell phone at school. Republican and Democratic leaders in the Kansas Senate pre-filed a bill yesterday that would require all public and private accredited school districts to adopt policies banning cell phones and other personal communication devices during school hours. This would include lunch and recess.
Yeah, private schools, for the most part, already banned them.
That is correct.
In the classroom. When I was at Miege, if it was even seen, the line of your phone, if it was seen in your pocket, they would take it from you, and you could not get it back until the end of the day.
So my neighbors across the street, the Meads, they sent both of their kids to St. James Academy in Shawnee, and cell phones were banned at St. James. Says here, many Johnson County and Wyandotte County public districts already have policies restricting device usage during the school day. Existing policies that allow for limited screen time during lunch and passing periods would have to be updated if the bill became law, because they're looking to ban it during lunch and in the five-minute passing periods. Quoting here from Senate Majority Leader Chase Blasey from Andale, phone-free schools give students space to think, build authentic human relationships, and protect student mental health from constant digital pressure. The longer phones stay in classrooms, the harder it becomes to undo the damage. Senate Minority Leader Dinah Sykes from Lenexa, Democrat, said failure to pass a statewide school cell phone ban would be a disservice to Kansas students and educators. Quoting here, studies show that classrooms without phones have more engaged students, leading to face-to-face conversation, stronger peer relationship, safer school environments, and better academic outcomes. Is it me or, and the other story that we had last hour, are we pulling away from the digital world that we've walked ourselves into?
I don't think we're pulling away from it, but I think the pendulum is like coming slightly back to center.
It's swinging back. I think we're most certainly pulling away. I would go so far as to say they're running from it as fast as they can.
Well, if you're a teacher, yes.
The trends are so aggressively bad. We had a couple of people text in after my last soapbox regarding this topic, and they were like, yeah, this is something that we talk about all day among our fellow teachers, is how do we get through to these children? Because they can't teach the subject they're wanting to teach. Mm-hmm. For example, you go into a civics class and you want to learn about, I don't know, the Civil War, whatever. Mm-hmm. They can't teach about the Civil War because kids are sitting there having trouble even formulating a sentence. Like, how are you going to write an essay about the Civil War?
I'd love to talk to you guys about this, especially educators in the audience who are just now getting out of school. This idea of banning cell phones regardless of the time of day in school.
And they've done it in Missouri. We're right in the middle of the school year where they just started the cell phone ban in schools.
When we get back, parts of 71 Highway, I think, as we're heading to rush hour, still shut down over a road rage incident. We will update that when we get back as well.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Sam, can we get a quick traffic update before we get to the calls here real quick?
Yeah, 71 Highway is still shut down. I believe they're routing people off at 75th Street. There was an incident, maybe 85th Street.
Well, incident, you mean road rage murder.
There was a road rage homicide. Well, we're not 100% what happened. Preliminary investigation believes it was a road rage incident. We do know that shots were fired and a man is dead. And they are continuing the investigation in the southbound lanes of 71 Highway. Jesus. So if you're trying to get out of town on 71 and you're going south,
find another route.
Find an alternate.
Yeah, because once you're in it, you're going to be stuck in it. Mm-hmm. We also have a husband and father of three, I think yesterday, down south, shot and killed in a Target parking lot.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Over a parking space.
We'll get to that after 4:30.
We're never
in the history of the world has so much been given to one nation, and yet we are the angriest people. We are so angry, and I can't figure it out. Let's grab a couple calls. We'll get to that after 4:30. Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, man. Thanks.
I saw the video of the monkey earlier. That was quite an interesting piece of video. My thing is this, I told Sam I would be one of those, up there with like Bert and Kelso. He's one of your tech guys that you talk to. And
yeah,
I would develop an application called a parent page to where the kids will wear a page and then they have the number that they can dial that they need to get a hold of the kid and everything. I get the argument with the school district. They need to teach the kids. I get that. But, you know, the kids are now definitely more mischievous. They will put their phones in their back pocket or their backpack or something like that, so that they don't get taken away. And the other argument is, what a lot of these some of these kids that are out there have diabetes and they have the monitors on their phone. So if they take the phone, you know, if the phones get taken away, they can't, you know, measure their sugar.
They would have to do a medical waiver for that, Kurt, is
well,
my guess.
But wait a minute. So in schools today, there are no more lockers. Kids don't use lockers anymore like we used to when we were kids. They literally carry their backpack. Sam, correct me if I'm wrong. You're the youngest on the show and most recently out of high school. They literally carry their backpacks from class to class to class. What would be the problem with allowing kids, because I can already hear parents, Dana might even be included here, saying, what if I needed yep. to get in touch with my kid? What if there is an emergency at the school and I want to know that my kid's okay? If the kids literally carry their backpacks, their lockers, if you will, from class to class to class, let them put their phone in their backpack. But if you ever see it, you're in trouble.
Yeah, the trend started my senior year as we switched over to laptops. There was no reason to go to a locker unless you played a sport after school and had to put your stuff in that locker. The problem with the idea of just forcing them to keep it in their backpack is how do you force them to keep it in their backpack?
You tell them to keep it in the backpack, and if we see it, you're in trouble.
So you're just going to spend the entire instructional hour?
Right.
Oh, Johnny, I see your phone. Billy,
no,
go to the office.
You know, like everything else, there
Catherine,
would be an adjustment
office.
Period. I am just so thankful my kids are out of high school.
I'm just so thankful we didn't have cell phones when we were in school.
That too.
Because I used to T9 text in my pocket.
That's pretty impressive.
I would send full text messages without even looking at my phone.
Steven in Olathe, you get the last word. Hello, Steven.
Hey, so school bus driver for 20 years here in Olathe.
Merciful Jesus, you have a gold-plated room in heaven.
That being said, several of us, because we kind of heard the news today and you're expanding on it, we were all wondering, is that going to apply to school buses by default? If it doesn't, we can just see this whole steroid rage situation on the buses when they get out. They're all going to be on their phones.
Can I ask you something, though, Stephen? Wouldn't sure. most bus drivers really hope that the kids can remain on their phones? Because it does cut down on the shenanigans, right? For the 10 minutes you're on it?
Me personally, and that was the unheard thing in that group discussion, I'm all in favor of it yeah. for that very reason. You nailed it.
Amen, Stephen. If I was a bus driver, I'd be like, don't you dare take away those phones.
Everybody, yeah. on your phones now.
Yeah. If they ban them, I'm planning on just gathering a bunch. I'm going to buy a bunch and just hand them out.
Go to Boost. Stephen, go to Boost and just start passing out prepaid cell
Stephen, you sound young. How did you end up being a bus driver for 20 years?
Oh, thank God bless you for the whole young thing. I am not as young as I sound. I'm much older than the two of you.
How old are you?
65.
So you got into bus driving, though, when you were 45.
Yep,
I
did.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, but I enjoy it. I'm a hospital chaplain by trade, so it's kind of my distressor when I see some pretty bad
things.
Oh,
we've talked to you before.
Yes, I just love doing this. I love kids. I love the drive. You know, I just love it. I really do.
Steven, you call in anytime.
Yeah, but if you have any phones you want to sell, I'm on.
Right on, brother. Do appreciate the time. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Get to the Target parking lot shooting here in just a moment. Sad news, Michael Reagan, the eldest son of President Ronald Reagan and a conservative commentator, has died at the age of 80. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute announcing his death in a post on Twitter, calling him a, quote, steadfast guardian of his father's legacy. Cause of death not immediately announced. He was 80 years old.
Before we get into how awful people are, because today's been a really long, stressful day, and I thought, you know, after yesterday with the monkey that was in the studio, we'd come in today and just do happy things, and then
we did National Fart Day.
Yeah. So I do want to tell you one thing that kind of restores my faith in humanity. I really should not be allowed to handle quick financial transactions because I tend to make mistakes. And sometimes they're Whopper mistakes and sometimes they're $30 mistakes. And today was one of those days. We've all done it where you are trying to Venmo someone for, say, a dog crate in Overland Park. And you're DMing back and forth. Everything is normal. This is a normal human being that actually lives in Kansas City. This is not a robot. She wanted $40. I said, hey, would you take 30? She said, absolutely. I'm like, great. I'm headed south. I got you. I go get the dog crate today. Her name is Alexandra. Okay? And doesn't matter her last name, but it was a very unusual last name.
Say it was Alexandra James.
No, that doesn't work for my story. It's a very unusual last name. Krzyzewski. Okay?
Okay.
So I go to Venmo.
Is that spelled with a K or a sh?
Right. To send her the $30 for the dog crate. And I actually put on there, on the memo line, dog crate. And instead of sending it to Alexandra Krzyzewski, I send it to Alexander Krzyzewski. Yes, there are two. I send it to the dude with the same unusual last name instead of her. Alexander, Alexandra. I just didn't look closely. And so I get into work, and I've got the dog crate. Johnny put it together. Everything's good. Puppy now has more room. And I look at my DMs, and she said, hey, I never got... Alexandra says, hey, I never got your Venmo for the dog crate. Hmm. So I go take a screenshot of it, and I'm like, oh, I go, hey, can you double check? Right here on my Venmo, it says I Venmoed Alexander Krzyzewski. I go, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Here's a screenshot. I transposed a couple tiny little letters at the end, and now some random man named Alex Krzyzewski has my $30 that does not belong to him.
Can you get it back or not?
Oh, no.
It's gone.
It's gone. Now, I did reach out to him, and I said, I am so sorry. This was meant for Alexandra, not Alexander. You're probably wondering why is some random woman in Kansas City.
No, I'm wondering why I'm able to eat tonight.
He probably lives in Russia. I don't know. So I have not heard back from him.
Okay, two things, if I could.
Yeah.
Number one, you won't.
Correct.
Your money to Alexander.
Long gone.
It's gone.
Yep.
If I was Alexander Krzyzewski and you dropped $30 into my Venmo and then you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. That was not intended for you. Can you send it back? I'm going to pretend like I never saw it.
Oh, you and I are going to differ there.
Anyway.
Sam, would you send it back? I would send it back in a heartbeat. I go, no, no problem. Here's your $30 back.
If a random person sent me $30 on Venmo? No.
What if they're broke and homeless and it's their last $30?
And they bought a dog crate? They're not
broke. I
don't
know.
This is how scams happen.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing.
Yeah, send me back 60.
This doesn't happen to a lot of people, and here's why.
They're not at red lights on their phone?
No.
Bingo. Bingo, Dan.
You can see how I did Alexander instead of Alexandra. No. It's a very unusual last name.
Here's the problem for you.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, I've known you for decades, but we've worked together for a decade and a half. Okay. But actually, we have an anniversary coming up at the end of the month. Very excited. You live life at 10, where most people live life at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, like me, live life at 3.
Yeah.
And you are always on the go, always trying to multitask.
Yep.
You take great pride in the fact that you're a multitasker.
I am.
And I guarantee you, and Dan, you are absolutely right. I will guarantee, I would bet a paycheck that you sent that Venmo in your car at a light. And you're not paying attention. You're like, oh my God, I got to get $30 off of the crate.
Remember last year, my word of the year was pause.
You didn't do it.
I didn't do it today.
Where did you send the Venmo from?
My bank account.
No. Physically.
I think the car was stopped. I would not do something like Venmo on my phone in a car that was.
Were you at a light?
It was probably.
Lightish.
Near her driveway.
Just be honest.
I don't remember.
You were in the car.
You told us before the show.
Probably at a red. I don't remember, Scott. I was like, oh, okay, I got you, Alexandra. Instead of Durr.
See, but the fact that you live life at 10.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to stop and slow down and pause.
Can I get to the
and
part about restoring my faith in humanity?
And I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Your inability to slow everything down.
Mm-hmm.
To pause cost you $30.
Oh, it's cost me far more than that.
It cost you $30 today.
Car warranties on that.
Thank you, Dan.
Car several years ago. Yes, pause. It's important. Now, here's the part about.
That's right. I forgot she had two car warranties at the same time.
I'd like to talk to you about your extended car warranty.
Would not give me my money back, even though the product was duplicate.
It'll be $3,800.
All right, here's my restoring faith in humanity.
Right now.
The original owner of the dog crate, Alexandra,
yeah.
After I said, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Cause for her, it looked like I just hadn't paid it. Like I ran off with her dog crate in Overland Park and didn't pay her. I said, I am mortified. Please look at this screenshot. It appears I sent it to some dude that clearly is not you. This is the reply I just got back. I am so sorry. If he doesn't send the money back, let me know. I will send you my money back.
Aw.
We women got to stick together.
That means she's an enabler.
No, she is not.
Dog crate.
I wrote back, absolutely not. This was my mistake, but you have restored my faith in humanity. And for that, thank you.
This just enables you to continue to make poor decisions.
A $60 dog crate isn't that poor of a decision. It would have been 110 new.
No, the poor decision is that you live life at 10, sending Venmos from stoplights inside of a Tesla. What you should have done is get into the car, even before you get into the car, just send it right there and then get in, do one thing in life at a time.
Or you look at them and say, hey, let's pull out our phones real quick. Yep. Here's my Venmo. Why don't you go ahead and request me $30? I'll send it your way. We'll be good to go.
That's a great idea.
Why don't you just give her $30?
So Alexander is sitting there with
$30
random money in his account, likely thinking
with the memo kind of dog crate,
likely thinking somebody's a scammer trying to steal his money.
Dan, if someone sent me $30 and said dog crate, I would send it back when they reached out and said, oh my gosh, my mistake. I was looking for the woman with your
this is how
unusual
people
last
fall
name.
For scams. They get hit from random people.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose.
Did you text correspond with this individual?
I did not.
Miss Alexandra?
No, I did not.
So you did not have
her
phone number?
It's all through DM. No, it's all through DM.
Okay, because it does ask you for a confirmation when you first Venmo somebody.
Right.
If you would like to confirm with the last four digits.
Yeah, I bypassed that, Sam.
You bypassed it wrongly.
See, my life is so simple, I don't even have Venmo.
How do you pay people?
Cash and check.
Okay.
Like normal people?
If I said, I'm going to come buy your dog crate, and I'm going to bring you a check, the person on the other side of that transaction would say, the hell you are.
What if I said, I'm going to swing by and I'll bring $30 in cold cash?
I would accept anything under $100 in cash, probably not anything over $100 in cash.
I would always accept a cash. A
what?
Check.
Well, you know what to look for, Sam. I wouldn't know if it was counterfeit and it looked legit. I honestly would feel like I wouldn't know.
Wouldn't say, I'll take everything in cash. It has to be in 20s and 10s.
If it reads Monopoly, well, then you know.
Right.
Fun fact.
For Hollywood use only.
And 10s are the most forged bills.
That's what
not
I thought
hundreds.
You said, Sam. Why are the phones are ringing because there are good people who are listening to this program who say this has happened to me and I gave the money back. I would give the money back. You know why? Because karma's a bitch and I don't want it chasing me down. I try to be a good human.
Why don't you try to slow down?
I've gotten better.
No, you have not. You've gotten worse.
No, I've totally gotten better.
Sam, witness.
You haven't improved.
Sort of a lateral movement on that one.
I mean, the hotline was ringing all day yesterday, and I was like, who are these people? Can somebody tell the producer what's going on?
These are facts.
I was about to lose it.
Yeah.
You know what, Sam? I texted Scott the night before about that, but I don't like bothering you after hours because I feel like it stresses you out.
No, you can always text me. I will never respond. It's okay.
And then I worry that you're mad or something, and then I have weird feelings about it.
He gets mad when the hotline is ringing and he doesn't know who it is.
I gotta pee.
You stepped
Let's
out.
Go with it.
You went to the bathroom yesterday at 4 o'clock. Eric Zahn calls in on the hotline, and Sam screams to me over the two-way. He goes, who the hell is this? And I said, I don't know.
You were just mad that you didn't get to pet the monkey. You know what? That's what this is about.
Phrasing.
Did you get to spank it?
913-586-7798.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it-
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron-
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, one more thing and then we can move on. From the text line, how funny would it be if Alexander and Alexandra were married?
We got $60 now.
You sent it to my husband, you dingling.
Uh-huh.
No, she's so sweet, and I'm very appreciative.
Story here. There is a loose assumption that NFL viewership has only gotten larger and larger, but the facts suggest otherwise. Yes, the numbers are increasing, and this year, televised NFL games averaged 18.7 million viewers per. It is the biggest number since 1989, which means that in 1989, more people were watching NFL games on TV than they currently are in years prior to this year. Still, the current trend is the NFL's friend. Fueled by the new Nielsen metric for calculating out-of-home consumption, which means people watching on devices, the reported viewership has increased by 10% over 2024, which means that the past numbers were too low. Per the report, because I guess they just started recently including out-of-home viewership.
Right.
You're
bars.
Watching on your phone. No, not... Well, yes, I guess to some extent. But you're watching on your phone, some sort of a device.
Streaming services.
Yeah, that was not originally included in the numbers. So the thinking is between 1989 and 2024, when they started including not-in-home viewership, the numbers, even though they appeared lower, were actually much higher because people were watching on their devices. If you needed proof that Hollywood is out of new ideas, apparently there is a potential reboot of Baywatch.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
We don't need that.
Mm-hmm. After 27 years, this is from NBC News. After 27 years, it is finally time to fill the empty lifeguard stands. In 2026, beleaguered California entertainment industry workers will see the return of what was once a major local employer, Baywatch. A planned Fox reboot of the beach drama, which filmed in California in 1999 before it picked up its rescue buoys and moved to Hawaii, became one of 17 TV shows to receive an award from California's recently expanded Film and Television Tax Credit Program.
Make fun of it all you want, but didn't millions of people watch all over the world?
Well, do you know why?
I'm quite aware why.
It wasn't the script.
It wasn't the acting with Hasselhoff.
And what's her face, who was married to Tommy Lee?
Was.
Pamela Anderson. She was on the show. People were not tuning in because the plot was intriguing.
It was all that running on the beach. I think we know that.
Yes. There was a name for that back in the day.
Yep, there was.
What was the name, Sam?
Jiggle.
Jiggle TV was the 70s, actually, is where that was born. Suzanne Summers.
Well, let me tell you this. As much plastic that was on Baywatch, there was not a lot of jiggling.
Oh, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, why were they running so slow? I mean, run faster if it's not going to move.
It was Charlie's Angels that brought about the term jiggling because...
Gotcha. I thought it was Suzanne Summers on Three's Company.
Three's Company.
I mean, it was...
Whew. I mean, it was basically every television
show. Let me just tell you, my grandfather never missed an episode.
He liked Three's Company, did he?
I don't think it was because he was intrigued by the dynamic of those roommates.
She didn't last very long on that show, did she? She left after a couple seasons and was replaced by somebody
else. Well, because it launched her into...
Superstardom. Yeah.
And then she made her billions selling the Thighmaster.
The Thighmaster.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Squeeze.
I beg your pardon?
Squeeze. Squeeze your way to better thighs. I mean, how many of those did they sell?
Millions and millions. But was she wasn't behind the... she was just like the spokeswoman.
No, but like, I think she did.
She owned it?
She made $300 million in revenue for the classic version, priced at $19.95.
You strengthen and tone right where you need it, so it's easy to squeeze your way to shapely hips and thighs.
Thighmaster isolates and strengthens these muscles right here. That's why it works so quickly. That's why I recommend it and use it myself.
She owned it. Never fit in.
Did she really?
She owned it.
1-800-257-1234.
God. Do these jeans again. Thank you, Thighmaster. My problem with most exercise programs is finding time to do them. That's not a problem with Thighmaster. It's quick and easy, and you can use it anytime.
One lady's playing the piano while she's using the Thighmaster.
She's using it like a metronome.
The coil is designed to give you results quickly and comfortably. Want to tone your upper chest and arms? Thighmaster will give you excellent results.
Oh, yeah.
Thighmaster. We may not have been born with great legs, but now we can look like we
were. Oh, come on. And everyone bought into it. One of the first viral sensations. Largely deemed one of the first viral sensations.
Is that right?
She said in an interview before her death, even after they stopped advertising, she was raking it in on that people still would seek out the Thighmaster.
Can you still buy it?
It was literally just a tension. Looks like a butterfly.
Right.
And there's tension in the middle of it.
To order your Thighmaster, call one of our friendly operators at 1-800-257-1234. Have your credit card ready or send check or money order for $19.95,
$4.50 for shipping and handling.
A friend said, Suzanne told me once, I think I'm going to be remembered for the Thighmaster. Going to be on my tombstone.
Worst things to be remembered for, I guess.
Hello.
We got the news coming your way in 2 minutes. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. The news in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.